Hey, this is Chaplain Tony Repik here. I just want to remind you that this podcast does not imply any endorsement of any commercial organization, product, or belief system. Well, hey, everybody, whether it's morning, noon, or night, hopefully you're tuned in here today to listen to this great podcast that we've kicked off here. This is Chaplain Tony Repik out of Biddle Air National Guard Base called The Balance Podcast, where we're bringing you some effective and great tools to help you both, I wouldn't say both actually, in the four areas of comprehensive airman fitness: mind, body, spirit, and social. Anytime we bring content to you, we want to help you to improve your life, to grow, to increase your skills and ability, to stay resilient. And so we bring in some great guests at times to do some, to share just some great topics. We'll also bring airmen in. And today I'm really excited that we have Tammy here from U.S. Family Health Plans. And the reason I'm excited to bring her in here, because I work with so many of you, both full-timers, part-timers, and come to realize that when it comes to health insurance, some of us don't have the health insurance that we actually are afforded this benefit to. And we just forget about it, or we don't know about it. So we're really going to stress, this is a great resource. It's available for everybody that's listening to this right now today. Even if you're a civilian, you have civilian benefits as well. But this is primarily going to just help you see maybe who U.S. Family Health Plans really is, how they work with, and they're part of TRICARE. But it's a great, great health plan. And so don't step away from this podcast right now. You want to listen to this, because if you're single, you want to listen to this. You got great health options. Now, if you're married, and maybe you have health insurance somewhere else, this is probably better than what you have, to be honest with you. But so I'm excited today to have Tammy here. She's going to just jump in here in a second and give her background, and then we're going to dive into this. So Tammy, thanks for being here today. First of all, can you let everybody know what your background is regarding your service and what you're currently doing with U.S. Family Health Plans?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Chaplain. This is awesome being here. As you said, my name is Tammy Cartagena. I'm retired.
I couldn't say your last name, by the way. That's why I didn't say it.
All right. Cartagena. I am a retired senior master sergeant. I spent 30 years in the Air National Guard at the 108th out in New Jersey as a weather forecaster for the first 24 years, and then 6 years as a human resource advisor. So I spent that at the wing. I also taught for the academy. I was an academy instructor for the 108th. I also deployed in 2003, actually with members out of the 111th. We were for the weather career field. So that's my military background. Civilian background, I've done everything from working in a Chinese restaurant to I worked for Girl Scouts, worked for an oil company, Bellray. Then when I came back from Iraq in 2003, I started working for ESGR, did that for about 10 years, and then went to work for the VA, so I did some benefits. So basically, I have the gamut of healthcare, VA benefits, and any employment and education benefits that the service members could use.
Very good. Yeah, so you have a wide and eclectic background when it comes to just benefits. Benefits are tough to navigate and challenge, and I think that's potentially could be one of the reasons why some of our service members don't have and, purchased TRICARE, for instance. TRICARE, it's called standard now.
Right.
But it's available for anyone that wears the uniform. If you're full-time, you obviously don't pay for it, but a lot of our part-timers, right, don't have this benefit. So let me ask you this question. You've been working specifically at U.S. Family Health Plans for how long again?
4 years.
4 years. Mm-hmm. Do you come across part-timers, and because you work with all branches of service,
I work with all branches of service, reserve components, active duty, and Gold Star families, anybody that retirees. I work with anybody who ever served in the military.
That's great.
And their families.
That's great. So do you come across service members that don't have that just are like, oh, I didn't know I was eligible for TRICARE?
Every day.
That's crazy.
Every day. Every single day.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Every single day. So my company, being who they are, send out mailers to our service members, and really it's the only people that they send mailers to are the people that are eligible. And I'll have people call me, and they'll not know that for 20 years they've been eligible for TRICARE benefits.
That's
and did not know. I get in front of young service members who do not know about TRICARE Reserve Select. That's what I do. I'm retired military, and I feel like I need to get in front of these people and tell them, look, you're eligible for benefits. And whether it's TRICARE Reserve Select, TRICARE Young Adult, TRICARE Prime, you know, there's so many different avenues to TRICARE. Even over 65, people that get Medicare Part B are eligible for TRICARE for life, and they don't know it.
Wow.
And they don't know it. Literally, I work with many, many organizations to help our service members know their benefits.
Yeah. Well, so just because you connect with these individuals and they don't know about it, I'm assuming you have some interaction with them. What's their excuse or reason for not taking advantage of it?
They just, again, they don't know.
That's unbelievable.
Again, they don't know. It is so unbelievable. This one gentleman, 21 years, literally cried to me on the phone. $1,200 a month he paid for his family.
Oh my gosh.
$1,200 a month for 21 years. He says, Tammy, that was my college, that was my kid's college tuition, could have been paid 21 years. And he was eligible for TRICARE Prime all along,
yeah,
and could have been paying $50 a month.
Wow.
$50 a month as a retiree.
Wow. Okay, I want to plug TRICARE for a second because I'm full-time now, but I had a long 14-year run where I was a traditional guardsman.
Right.
And when TRICARE became eligible for the first time to the reserves, which, yeah, I can't remember the year. Do you remember what year
that was?
It was
about 10 years ago because it was after I retired.
That makes sense. It was about 10 years because my son's 11, and he was the only one that I used TRICARE for when we delivered, you know, my third child. The first two were on private insurances, very expensive. You know, I spent thousands of dollars out of pocket to deliver them and all the OGBYN visits my wife had to go through. My son, though, the 11-year-old, so I just got on to TRICARE because it became eligible to us, and it was $18, I think, total out of pocket.
Total out of pocket.
I've had TRICARE ever since. I will never go back. I would never even consider anything else because it's just that good. And the small monthly payment you pay compared to what's out in the civilian world is amazing to me.
So that's you're talking TRICARE Reserve Select.
Yes.
So TRICARE Reserve Select is really for those that are serving in traditional status. So, you know, reservist, you're 1 week in a month, you're 2 weeks in the summer.
Yep.
It's totally for them. It's about $48 a month for a single. And I think it's a $240, $250
that sounds
for,
about right. Yeah,
for family.
Yeah,
$250 for family. So I actually had a gentleman who got up and did a testimony for me at an event. And he said, look, he said, I paid $10,000 for my child. I joined the service. I got the TRICARE Reserve Select. My next child was born, and he said he paid less than $1,000 out of pocket.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. And again, our traditionals, a lot of them don't know that they can use it instead of their civilian health care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And sometimes even the employer might even give you money towards it. They might even pay for it if you don't use their insurance because they're paying a good portion of your insurance.
Yeah, mine did actually. I got $1,000 a year.
And you got $1,000
a year. I barely paid anything for this insurance.
Exactly.
And then you have really low, you know, there's no like fees that are on top of it, co-pays, things like that. So that's TRICARE Select Reserve.
TRICARE.
It's called Standard now, I think.
No,
isn't
it's actually changed from Standard to Select. So it's TRICARE.
I haven't had it, so yeah.
It's called TRS, TRICARE Reserve Select.
All right.
And it is definitely for our younger people coming out. I know a lot of them are covered by their parents, but even this, they might be able to use this instead of their parents and save their parents some money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a really great benefit.
Yeah.
So this is one part of TRICARE.
Yep.
And then there are many more.
Sure. We're gonna get into you specifically because if you're listening to this, there's a foot stomp right here. If you don't have it, why not? Why aren't you looking into it? I mean, even to compare it to your civilian insurance, you should do this and share this with somebody at your wing, or if you're listening to this and you're a soldier, Marine, I don't know, anybody you know in uniform, talk to them about this, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
And so, you know, if it's confusing to you, talk to your leadership about, they could help you, or maybe Tammy even can share, how does somebody listen to this podcast enroll in this benefit?
There's actually two ways. They can go on to Mill Connect. Everybody has Mill Connect, okay, every branch of the service. Or they can just call the 1-800 number for Humana. Humana actually runs that program. It's 1-800-444-5445.
One more time, give it to him.
1-800-444-5445.
Fantastic. So there's no excuse now to get information, even if you're not certain you want to switch over. Mm-hmm. It's something to consider and look into. So that's the first thing that I'm excited that you're excited about it as well. But so let's talk now a little bit about U.S. Family Health Plan, because I know folks at our wing, because we have a full-time mission here, and they're on different statuses.
Yeah.
This is confusing to all of them who have TRICARE, that TRICARE Prime remote, right? TRICARE Correct. Prime, there's all kind of different. So this is confusing as well. So U.S. Family Health Plans, how does this all fit into the bigger picture of TRICARE?
So the people here on the base, those that are in uniform, yes, they use TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Prime Remote. When you are in uniform, you must use Humana. It is, and you have no choice but to use TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Prime Remote.
TRICARE, these are the individuals that are on orders.
On orders. We're okay. going to talk about the active duty service member over 31 days of orders.
Okay.
Or if you're going to be put into contingency orders, you get 6 months of early eligibility. So I'm talking about the service member themselves and their eligibility. And they have to use, like I said, TRICARE Prime, TRICARE Prime Remote. TRICARE Prime is if you live within 50-mile radius of a military treatment facility, i.e., McGuire Air Force Base.
Yeah. Okay. For us, so here, you're by the
right here would be McGuire. Exactly. We do have people that actually live near Carlisle Barracks out near Harrisburg, and they have to use that facility if they're on orders. Or we can go TRICARE Prime Remote. TRICARE Prime Remote means that you're outside of that 50-mile range, or you're in a status that you would not be able to use McGuire. So we could figure that out and help you get TRICARE Prime Remote, where you can use civilian doctors, which are closer to your home. So that's what TRICARE Prime Remote is all about. Again, that has nothing to do with the family members. So if you are married, your family members have a choice. They can use TRICARE Select, which is a PPO-like thing where they don't need referrals, or they can use TRICARE Prime Humana, which is a referral. TRICARE Select does have some cost out of pocket, even when you're active duty. So your family members do pay some cost. TRICARE Prime is 100% free if you use it the way you're supposed to use it, going to a civilian doctor, getting a referral, and then going to the specialist after using the referral. Again, with Humana, they assign you a doctor. So U.S. Family Health Plan is a TRICARE Prime option for the families. And we strictly use civilian doctors. You cannot use the MTF with us. The family members would not be able to go to McGuire. They would have to use any kind of civilian doctors. So the difference between us and them is a little bit of the referral process. And then U.S. Family Health Plan has some extra benefits. My feelings about the TRICARE Prime option is it depends on where your doctors are, what doctor you use. If your doctor is in the U.S. Family Health Plan network, then this family could switch to U.S. Family Health Plan and use U.S. Family Health Plan. If the doctors are in Humana and the family, the spouse does not want to switch because you're here in doing your military duty, and if your spouse is not happy, then you're not going to be happy, and we need everybody to be happy. So if your spouse uses doctors that take Humana, then we want them to stay there, okay? So that's my feelings about the whole, okay, which plan is better, which is better. Well, it's what's best for the family.
Sure.
If you don't have doctors, I can, with U.S. Family Health Plan, we would help you find a doctor.
Nice.
That's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I like the plan for several things. One thing that we added and will start in April is we'll have chiropractic care, acupuncture, and oh, wow. Oh, I know, I see your eyes going big.
Wow. We have, 'cause it's not available right now.
It's not available for any, even yeah. civilian insurance. Right. And we're going to be making this available. Chiropractic care 12 times a year, massage therapy 6 times a year, and acupuncture 6 times a year. It'll be a small $20 copay, but that starts April 1st of 2023.
Is that
right? So we're really, really excited about that. It will be part of the benefit.
But that's for Prime or Prime Remote.
Well, it's actually under TRICARE Prime.
Oh, Prime, okay.
Yeah, TRICARE Prime, because it's only for family members.
Okay.
All right. Or it will be available for those that are coming off of a contingency order.
Okay.
So if they do 31 days or more of contingency, they go into what they call TAMP. And that's a 6 month of free health care, just as if they were active duty. At that point, they could also use U.S. Family Health Plan.
Gotcha.
So it's a little confusing. I get that. But
yep.
I'm here at the 111th to help everybody navigate
sure,
that.
Sure. And I'm going to have you share your info at the end of this. But
yes.
So just a few clarifying questions. So because folks at this base, and again, folks listening, go on MPA tours all the time and all these duties. And this isn't, we're not talking about deploying overseas. That's a whole different category, right? At some level. Or no, is it because the orders are orders and family members have to be in a status?
Well, it is. There is, no matter what the active duty orders is an active duty order. It's what goes on after is whether it's contingency or not, if you have the extra 6 months. So basically, if you're on active duty here and you're doing ADOS orders or you're doing any kind of order, that is considered, and you're staying here on the base, that is considered mostly, in-house or in stateside. So those aren't contingencies, so there's no follow-on. AGR tour. So let's talk about the AGRs. When your AGR tour ends, then your health care ends, okay? But if you were deployed for more than 31 days, then you have that 6 months of free health care afterwards.
Gotcha.
So that's just the differences in the length of your health care.
Yeah. I think what's confusing, too, maybe you can clarify this, is the moment someone goes on orders, right?
Yes.
Endears some triggers.
Yes.
Right. Is there a default healthcare that gets assigned?
Yes.
Is that what happens?
And yes.
Talk about that for a
second. Okay, so Humana is the default. So what happens is when you put on active duty orders, your family and you are assigned to Humana and assigned a doctor. Everybody is assigned a doctor. Everybody is assigned to Humana. And that is the default. If you, when you come off of orders and you're in that contingency, they assign you to TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Prime Remote, as you said, depending on where you live. When you come off of active duty orders and you're in contingency, they put them in TRICARE Select, because a lot of people don't realize that they're assigned to a doctor or that they don't even know that they have insurance. I deal a lot with our service members that come home that go into the Yellow Ribbon Program. Their Yellow Ribbon Program does not start until 90 days after they deploy, right? So it's not like here where we have Reconstitution and, mm-hmm. and we have Anna and we have a fabulous team here.
Yeah.
But a lot of our guardsmen or reservists will come home and not see anybody till after their 90th day. And then after that, they cannot make any changes because, you have that only 90-day window to make changes. And that, to me, is kind of sad. So they come home and they're auto-assigned TRICARE Select. And then they have to pay fees out of pocket for certain things.
Gotcha.
Instead of the TRICARE Prime where they could have free.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Again, it's a little confusing, but I think what we want our service members to realize is that they need to press into this benefit. Know when you're going on orders.
Right.
Know when you're coming off orders. That's all you need to do. And go to the sites that Tammy talked about. But also, Tammy, I want you to share your contact info, right? So you, you're available to help people out with these things, right?
Oh, always, yes.
So I highly recommend you help me. And I have a question, personal question, once we're done here, because you triggered something to me about this chiropractic work, chiropractic benefit. But call Tammy. She's going to help you. She'll guide you. She'll give you what you need to know. I was going to a doc. In fact, you helped me out, where I didn't realize that my doc didn't accept the TRICARE, and I was standard and I was prime and didn't know, and you got me straight. So it worked out really well. We just don't know what we don't know. So you're a resource. You're a pinpoint of contact here. I highly recommend. Before I have you share your info, because again, we're targeting right now. We're talking about our WANC.
Correct.
But I know folks are going to listen to this, and they could be outside of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. How do individuals find you in other regions around the U.S.?
So U.S. Family Health Plan really is only here in the Northeast and okay. Corpus Christi, Texas, and up in the Northwest, and we call it PacMed, up in Washington State. The Northeast here, we have south of us, we have Johns Hopkins, which is expanding. They go from Delaware, they're going down to North Carolina and over to West Virginia, and they have parts of Pennsylvania and Harrisburg. North of us, we have what we call Martin's Point. They start out in Maine. They come all the way down across the top of Pennsylvania into Pittsburgh now. So if you retire in Pittsburgh, you'll have a U.S. Family Health Plan there. And they're going to stretch into Ohio and West Virginia as well. And then in the little area of Massachusetts, you have what they call Brighton Marine U.S. Family Health Plan. And then here, I'm from U.S. Family Health Plan St. Vincent's, based out of New York City. We have parts of Connecticut up through Hartford. We have parts of New York, all of Long Island, all of New York, the boroughs, all the way up to West Point and Orange County. And then we have all of New Jersey. And here in Pennsylvania, I was really excited to be part of the expansion. I was Philadelphia, Chester, Bucks, Montgomery, and Delaware County, and then now we expanded all the way up to Monroe, Carbon, Lehigh, Northampton, Schuylkill, I pronounced that right, I think, and Berks think County. So we're almost to Fig, almost to Fort Indian Town Gap, and we're in Tobyhanna. In fact, I go there weekly. I'm available by phone. One thing I wanted to mention, if I could back up just a minute, is we talk about the base here, and I was just talking to a young man this morning about one of the reasons to stay in the service, okay? And TRICARE is a really, really good reason to stay in. I just turned 60 October 1st, and I just became eligible for my TRICARE benefits and got my first retirement check.
Congratulations. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing. For those in the traditional guard status, it is a really big thing for us. So at 60 years old, you can get your benefits as a retiree. You got that gray area, you know, where I was for 12 years. I was a gray area retiree where you can get benefit, but it's $1,200 a month for a family. It's very, very expensive. But when you turn 60, it drastically drops. I pay $26.99 a month right now for my insurance.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, I'm single, so I get that. I get the single rate. A family rate right now is like $54 a month.
Which is still, it's so like the same. Cheap.
It's so
that
cheap.
It is ridiculously cheap.
So when I was talking to a young man this morning, it's like weigh your reasons for staying. You got not only healthcare benefits, you got your retirement, you get, you know, education benefits for your family. You know, here in Pennsylvania, I'm part of a bunch of organizations, PINGAS being one of them, and they're out there fighting for our service members to get these benefits. But your healthcare benefits, and then at 65, you get TRICARE for life. I mean, TRICARE for life means that all you pay nothing but your Medicare. That's it. So I mean, I know these 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds, and you know, you literally blink, and you're 60.
Yeah, no, that's okay? A great point.
You blink, and you're 65.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah,
because our lives change on a dime.
Like a dime.
You're 25, and you find someone, and you get married, and you have kids, and you're 28, and you just you blink.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh my gosh, financially I can't afford the health insurance, and what about this? What about that? So, you know, we're trying to tee this up for our folks, Tammy, right? So we can prepare them. This is a great benefit for them.
Exactly. Tremendous benefit for them. It's such a great benefit, and it's a reason to continue on, to stay in the service. I mean, this is one of our best retention tools, so to speak, but it's not just, it's really, really a benefit for our service members. And for the young ones out there, I mean, they it's especially with the families.
Yeah.
Especially with the families to have this available. Again, yeah, you're right. 10 years ago when I retired or when I was in, I didn't have the TRICARE Reserve Select option.
Exactly.
That was not available to me.
And I mentioned at the beginning, I that wasn't available to me my first several years either. Right. I came in 2003 and again I didn't become something until 2011, I think, right? Wow. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So when it did, I saw the huge impact financially, and not even just not financial impact, but it is easy to work with once you're in Humana and you know your docs and the referral process. There really isn't it's not difficult at all. Now, depending on what you're under, sometimes you need a referral, sometimes you don't, but it's not that difficult. You just got to get in a little bit, test it out. But I think people don't know what they're doing. So that's why you're sitting over there.
Exactly.
And you're giving us this info.
Exactly.
And I'd love for you now to share, and I'll make sure that in the podcast, if you're viewing this through YouTube, I'm going to do my best to talk to the producers here, our tremendous public affairs team, and make sure that Tammy's info is up in the actual video. But she'll go ahead and communicate it right now. You share whatever you want. If you want to share your number and your email or whatever you'd like, but okay. I'd like you to share that with the audience here.
So I have a direct phone line, but we do have an 800 number as well. But my phone line directly is 646-284-5736. Again, 646-284-5736. My email, email is complicated. It's T. Cartagena.
Oh boy, we're in trouble here.
SVCMCNY.org. Again, they might want to put that one up on a cast.
I hope we can get that up there. Yeah.
And then if you can't get a hold of me for some reason, I do take sometimes vacation and I have grandkids.
No, so. You don't take time off. But it's all you do is work.
I feel like that. I'm going to tell you though, I love my job. I really, really love my job.
Definitely. So. I can tell you do.
So, but if you can't get a hold of me or you just want to enroll, it's 1-800-241-4848. Sorry, I never call it. 1-800-241-4848 and just press option 3. That's our 1-800 line. Yeah, we're based, like I said, out in New York City, so people get confused. Why do I have this 646 number? Sorry, guys. It's we're based out in New York City. I am here at the 111th every Tuesday and Friday. Drill weekends if I'm called upon to be here. Currently, I go up to Toby Hanna on Wednesdays up in the Monroe. But also, if you want to meet one-on-one and want to meet, you just give me a call and we can set up an appointment.
That's fantastic. What a great invitation. And Tammy, I want to say just thanks for coming in here. Even if folks are still confused, which again, it's a little confusing navigating this, but don't be confused about the benefit that's at your fingertips. Just reach out to Tammy. She'll help you. She'll guide you. She'll lay things out, and it's going to be your choice, but there's a bunch on the table here that you just don't want to miss out on. So I really appreciate you being here today, Tammy. For those of you that have tuned in, thanks again for tuning in. Look, share this with somebody who's in uniform. Share this with someone that may not have used TRICARE where you have, and maybe we can help our folks embrace and take advantage of this benefit that's affordable to us. Afforded to us because we put this uniform on. So, again, every time we come together here and you listen to a new podcast, it's all about helping you grow in life, become whole, improve, whatever you're pursuing in this life. We want you to be healthy, whole, and we want you to win not only at work but win at life. So thanks for tuning into the Balance Podcast. We focus on mind, body, spirit, and social. And today I really, again, thank you, Tammy, for coming on in. And this is going to be one podcast that I know folks are going to tune into for sure.
Thank you again for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Tammy. Hey, this is Chaplain Tony Repick here. Just want to remind you that this podcast does not imply any endorsement of any commercial organization, product, or belief system.